99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. This is The Rock. I'm not that guy. The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Nirvana! On the Rock.
Old Bitches, Miles and Thrill, The Men's Room, 99.9 KISW. Coming up, the exciting return of Ask the Men's Room. That is on tap right after emails on our question today. When it comes to my neighbor, I'll never forget the time I had to deal with blank, as 25% of us do not know our neighbor's names. 23% of us have gotten into a fight with our neighbor, assuming we maybe got into a fight with our neighbor and did not know their name. Our question.
I feel like maybe that's the only people as adults you really are ever going to get in a fight with.
Or family.
For the most part, right?
Yeah. When it comes to my neighbor, I'll never forget the time that I had to deal with blank. We'll take a break, come back, and read your emails from the men's room at KISW.com next.
Tickets for Prevention First.
Now, back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
When it comes to my neighbor, I'll never forget the time that I had to deal with blank. And here come your emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
And emails brought to you by Elysian Brewing, proud brewers of Men's Room Original Red, because we think it's yummy, now available in six-pack form. When I was a kid, we had a neighbor who's just...
That is very cool right there.
Yeah. All right, the return of No S. Sherlock is coming up, but first...
It's been said that there's no such thing as a stupid question. We disagree, because you keep asking them.
Will I ever find love?
No.
Why is the sky blue?
It is.
Is that rash an STD?
Probably.
Is the world round?
Yep.
Is my mom a whore?
Questions that need answers. And yes, we can help. So now, it's time for... Ask the Men's Room.
If you have a question for Ask the Men's Room, just shoot us an email to themensroom@kisw.com. Subject, Ask the Men's Room. Let's get on with this. Hi, guys, from a radio personality's perspective, why do you guys think the older heavy metal bands like Iron Maiden and Judas Priest had a threatening and almost scary perception, while newer heavy metal bands who have exponentially more graphic and disturbing lyrics, not to mention much scarier sound, do not elicit as much concern? The fact is, Iron Maiden is not threatening at all, but I remember approaching their albums with a great deal of caution in my preteens. Now kids will rock Suicide, Silence, or Cradle of Filth as they get ready to go to bed. Thanks for the great show. That from Jesse.
I think it's simple, man. It was, at that time, it was not the accepted thing. It's like anything. Elvis used to swirl his hips. You look at a video now of a 7-year-old kid, it's much worse. So, part of it is, that was the new thing back then, and the people that protest, not much different than now. Don't ever take the time to do any research. Iron Maiden is actually nerd rock. We're going to sing about books we read, but here's a picture of a skeleton on the cover, so we must be evil. Judas Priest, we're wearing leather, we have spikes, so just like every biker gang, we must be evil. But the thing that's changed is, everyone that grew up on that music, we're all parents now. So if our kids buy this stuff to us, it's just silly. We get it. We were at the forefront of that. You're fine.
Yeah.
But it's all
that.
People get used to it. You don't care anymore.
Plus, I would have to think that just technology and information. Used to be you really didn't know anything about the band. You know what I mean? You didn't see that many interviews with those bands.
Right.
And you just saw them on stage. Nowadays, like, people kind of get it now. Like, they're just, it's how they make their music.
And the other thing is everyone recognizes it's an act. So, again, as teenagers growing up, we knew it was an act. That's why they call it entertainment. Somehow the adults missed all of this. But now that we've grown up and that's our old music, you see the kids now, it's like, I think they recognize that all of this quote-unquote disturbing material, they're probably not really killing dogs and worshipping the devil. They're just making music.
And no disrespect to the guys in Suicide Silence or Cradle of Filth, but when Iron Maiden came to town, they filled an arena and they flew in on their own plane.
Right.
When Judas Priest went to play, they filled stadiums. They didn't play Soto. There's nothing wrong with playing Soto for a show. These guys played huge venues in front of a lot of people.
They had a bigger target on them, too.
They had a bigger fan base, and they were known worldwide. So that's going to help.
They were spreading their evil to more people.
Trust me. How many times I heard, you know what KISS stands for? Night and Saving Service. Like, oh okay.
I think it's funny just hearing you say, no disrespect to Cradle of Filth.
Yeah, exactly.